Welcome, listeners, to the episode zero of the Global Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pease, and I really appreciate you tuning in. I hope you learn and laugh as much as I do through the upcoming episodes. When I was 5 years old, my father accepted a job at the Rockefeller Foundation in Mexico to do agriculture research. Neither of my parents had been off of the northeast coast of the United States. So there we were. My parents, with no travel experience, no international experience, and three blonde-haired little kids, ages 5, 3, and 1. Talk about make it or break it, right? Well, we thrived. And from Mexico, we moved to Taiwan and the Philippines. And these international experiences and the love of business, I have an MBA from the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth College, came together when I bought Rapport International back in 2004. At Rapport International, we provide high-quality translation interpretation services to organizations that want to communicate across languages and cultures. Our mission is to connect people across languages and cultures for a peaceful and prosperous world. Now, why a podcast on global marketing? Did you know that less than 5% of U.S. companies export, and those that do export have higher revenues? They bring more money down to the bottom line, over 15% more. They have smoother business cycles because they're balancing off their risk across countries. They use their production capabilities more fully. They're able to defend their domestic markets stronger because their brand is better known. They have increased value of their intellectual property, and overall, the company is valued at more. Now, you may be thinking, only big companies export. Well, that is not the case. Small and mid-sized companies are the majority of exporters. And there are grants and government supports to help companies. Well, why? Because it benefits our economy, the U.S. economy, to balance the trade between countries. And the U.S. imports so much that the government developed these programs to support companies that want to export. So you know that slogan, made in America? Heck, don't just sell in the United States. Take it abroad. U.S. products are in demand. Now, I'd be remiss if I don't mention this. The show talks mainly about exporting, yet you can apply what you learn here to market to non-English speakers in the U.S. If you don't know the potential, turn on Telemundo or Univision and see all the companies that advertise on Spanish-speaking TV. You'll see Toyota, Honda, and the other car manufacturers. You'll see McDonald's, Target, Disney, cleaning products, fast food, and other local companies that understand the potential. So look for an upcoming episode on this. It's a huge opportunity just in the U.S., and you don't even have to leave the borders. The Spanish-speaking population in the U.S. is second in size only to Mexico. It's larger than all the other Spanish-speaking countries in the world. In other episodes, you'll learn how to build a strategy and process to export, what countries to start in. We're going to help you navigate cultures and fears. We'll find out what mistakes people make and hear their recommendations. And then we'll hear best practices from industry experts. Along the way, I'm sure we'll find some fun translation mistakes and cultural gaffes and confront fears that people have had when they're going international. In each episode, I like to ask people about their favorite foreign word. Foreign is loosely translated. It can be in any language. And I've heard words such as abuela, jolie, obrigato, croissant, and a long Swedish word that means I'm drunk at home in my underwear and I'm not going out. Well, that one made me laugh. We have no equivalent word for that in English. So what's your favorite word? I'd love to know on LinkedIn. I'm easy to find. Just search Wendy Pease, translation expert. Even better, record yourself, your company name, what you do, and your word with an explanation why it is, and I'll mention it on the podcast and push it out to social media. And while I'm at it, my passion is to connect people. It's why I love the business that I'm in. We connect people across languages and cultures, yet I also get a kick out of connecting people to help them. So reach out. Let's build our connections. Now, there are a lot of marketing podcasts out there to listen to, and many of them are really great. I listen to a lot of them. I've yet to find a podcast that focuses on global expansion, multilingual marketing, exporting, and internationalization. There's so much content, there's so many experienced and interesting people, and a lot of success stories. Plus, it's a really fun topic. You'll never know when you're going to find a hysterical story about translation. For example, you know the moving company, The Gentle Giant? Well, the owner told me about a time he was in China, and he ran across a man that was painting Chinese characters on t-shirts on whatever you wanted to say. Well, Larry thought that was really cool, so he asked him to paint Gentle Giant in Chinese on a t-shirt. As he wore this t-shirt around China, people looked at him and they laughed. Now you have to picture him. He's a very tall, light-skinned, light-haired guy who is very, very fit. And when he got back to the hotel, he asked an employee who was bilingual to translate it back for him and tell him what it said. And instead of saying gentle giant, the translation said large homosexual man. Now, Larry has been married for years, and he's a kind soul who likes all people. He's not judgmental at all. So it wasn't about, you know, what it said or referring to him about that. It was funny on the t-shirt because he had no idea what the translation said. And it's not common for somebody to walk around with large homosexual written on the t-shirt and attract so much attention. Now, here's the thing. The artist was not a trained translator. He didn't know to ask for clarification on what he was getting. And in Chinese, gentle means homosexual. So he didn't know. He thought he was capturing the meaning. This is the kind of mistake that's funny on a t-shirt, yet it has serious consequences in global marketing. These days, it's easier than ever to expand international. The internet allows people from all over the world to access your information. Many people are becoming accidental exporters just because somebody finds them and they start making inquiries in all sorts of languages. By following the advice of guests on this show, you can strengthen your business and have loads of fun along the way. I'd like to ask you to do two things right now. Number one is forward the link to the Global Marketing Podcast to a marketing person, a business owner, a sales leader, or a global citizen that wants to increase business and ask them to subscribe. I'm sure they get some helpful nuggets. The second thing is subscribe yourself, and then you'll get an update each week as we release the next episode on all your favorite places to listen to podcasts. So thank you for listening to this. I welcome you into the journey. I really look forward to getting to know you better. So please reach out to me. Let me know what you think. And may your day be filled with many moments of laughter and gratitude. Thanks for listening. Wendy Pease, Rapport International, host of the Global Marketing Podcast.